Duran, did you expect to be on this phone call tonight? Do you expect to be drafted second, third round?
Well, to be completely honest, me and my mother talked right before the draft. She told me to go in the draft with a clear mind, to expect anything, because we serve a big God, a God that answers prayers and does anything you ask if you're doing it in His name. And that's what I did. I prayed before the draft. I said, God, put me in a position to where I can be successful. Put me in a position where I can help a team and go to a team that's going to win games and hopefully play for a long time.
How would you describe what the past few hours have been like for you?
To tell you the truth, they've been very exciting. I just had a great feeling about today. I just been excited. I was there just sitting with my mother, my little sister, and two of my closest friends, and we're just sitting there just watching this draft, not with any expectations, but just watching it as somewhat as a fan and just enjoying the moment. And this day is really been a great day.
So you were saying you didn't have any necessary expectations. So were you prepared, I guess, to potentially go undrafted?
I was prepared for anything, to tell you the truth. If undrafted was the case, then so be it. I know that, like I said, I serve a big God, a God that has always taken care of me, always done the things that I have needed to be done for myself. And I had no worries about this situation. If I was going undrafted, I knew I had enough confidence in my abilities to where I know that I could still be able to make a team and help a team win some games.
You said that you were watching the draft from home. Do you kind of laugh when they say your name and they don't really have any video on you or anything?
Yeah, I did laugh. My mother, she was very excited. She was like, "Hold on, baby, where's your clips at?" I was like, "Mommy, I don't think they knew I was going today, so I don't think they had any clips ready for me." She was a little upset about me not having clips, but I think me getting drafted, it just overtook her sadness about my clips.
So why do you think that was the case, that you flew so far under the radar there? Obviously, Logan got a lot of attention.
To tell you the truth, I don't know. Maybe because I just play with great players. You have Logan Ryan on the same defense as me. You have Steve Behan, who's a great middle linebacker. And then you have Cassim Green, who was a two-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year. So it can be easy for a good player to fly under the radar, but obviously the New England Patriots saw something in me that they liked, and they went with it and took their fill. And I'm nothing more but just appreciative that such a great organization will have that much faith in me to come in and help their organization win games.
What do you think they saw in you?
To tell you the truth, I think they saw just a great character person who plays hard and who is versatile. I think I do a lot of things that they like. I'm not just in the box safety. I'm not just a free safety. I can play both positions, and I've shown that over the years at Rutgers.
Will it make a difference to you or even your mother that you come in here knowing quite a few players on the team?
Know how much she's looking into that. I know she was very excited that I was get to play with Logan, because our families are pretty close. They sat by each other at the games. So, I mean, just the idea of her being able to and know a couple of people that I already play with, I think she's probably excited about that. And then we have Justin Francis also on the team, Devin McCourty. My mother knows them as well. So, I mean, I guess you could say she's pretty excited about me not going to a place by myself, knowing that I have people I can lean on, big brothers like Devin McCourty, Justin Francis, guys who have went through what I'm already going through, who I can lean on and ask for help. Just different type of advice that I might need being a rookie in this league.
Have you talked to either Justin or Devin since you got drafted?
Actually, yeah, I talked to Devin, and it's crazy because I saw the 508 number calling me and my phone was down and I didn't get to answer it. So I had been called back thinking it was the Patriots. So I'm like, I called back and I'm like, he's like, Deron. I was like, yes, sir, this is Deron. How are you doing? He was like, man, this is Devin, man. Don't answer the phone like this. This ain't nobody in the Patriots office. He was like, so it was kind of exciting talking to him. He said he's very eager to get me up there. He's very eager to teach me what he knows, help me with the defense, and basically just eager to play with me again. And I talked to Justin Francis not too long ago. He just told me he's excited for me, and man, he told me that's a place where they work. It's no time for games. It's a place where they work, and the ultimate goal for them is to win Super Bowls. It's not to win games. It's to win Super Bowls. And then I talked to Logan. He was just excited that me and him get to play together again, and we get to start our rookie years off together.
Right. So what are your thoughts on playing for Coach Belichick then?
I'm very excited. You just look at his track record. He's a winner. He knows how to win, and I'm excited to play for somebody like that. He's proven he has the philosophy, the mindset to win games, and just to come into the NFL and be lucky enough to play for a coach like that is just unbelievable. A lot of people do not get that chance. He is a Hall of Fame coach, and I'm just excited to not only just play for him, but to soak up all the knowledge that he gives to his players.
What is your mom's name?
Dawn Harmon.
Did the Patriots appear to have more interest in you than other teams?
I mean, I think I picked up quite a few interests over the last couple weeks, but I definitely knew the Patriots were interested. I didn't know how interested. I really didn't know how interested anybody was, but I knew they liked my film. They liked the way I worked out, so I knew anything was possible.
Well, obviously, they like more than just you. They like Ryan and Logan and Devin and Justin, etc.
Yeah.
Why do you think there are so many Rutgers players who are able to come to the Patriots and do well?
To tell you the truth, I think it has to all start with Coach Greg Schiano. He has instilled in his players a great football mindset. We know how to prepare for games. We prepare like professionals at Rutgers University, and that's something that he's instilled in all of us. And I think a lot of players, when they get to the NFL, they don't know how to watch film. They don't know how to practice. They don't know how to do the certain things that you have to do to be a great football player. And I think Coach Schiano instilled that in us. And I think when Coach Belichick saw those characteristics from Rutgers football players, he knows what he's going to get from the Rutgers football players. And I think he has consistently got that over here. And that's why I believe he has seriously took a great looks at Rutgers football players.
How well do you know Steve Belichick, and what are your feelings on being a player and having him be on the coaching staff as a former teammate?
We had a great relationship. Steve was definitely, you could tell he was a smart man, just the way that he was on the field, the way he understood football. He was somebody who would, when I would come to the sideline, he would tell me what maybe I didn't see out there that he did see, and give me different type of tips. I think it would be great to work with him again. He was a great person, and I'm just excited to get back to work with him.